For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Hopefully you are still with us because, man, yesterday was rough. We're going to talk about that, but we're also going to leave you today looking forward with the new 49ers blueprint on how they want to build sustained success. That is through the draft. And with me on Tuesday, the man, the legend, the beast, Wayne Breezy. How we doing, my friend?
What's going on, broski? It is the it's just free agency time, you know, and it's, you know, the Niners, they're the Niners. They're always going to be the Niners. That's the one thing I can tell you. They're always going to be the Niners, whether you guys want to connotate that to being cheap or frugal or whatever. But I have a theory on what's going on. So I'll save that for later.
Ooh, on the show. Okay. All right. Now, the 49ers have added two players, okay, and neither one of which are quote-unquote heralded or big-time signings, but you get tight end Luke Farrell, and you get safety Richie Grant. So real quick, Wayne, and this is kind of what I wanted to start off with. Will you tell me what your thoughts are on Luke Farrell? We did a breakdown of him, and we talked about it, but I want to know your opinion. Tight end Luke Farrell, how does he help the 49ers?
I guess he seems to be good in the pass blocking sets. That's what you're going to get from him. I'm not sure how many pass blocking sets you need him to block out there, but that's his thing. He's okay in run blocking. And you know, I feel like when the Niners moved on in free agency from guys like Charlie Warner, and they tried with the Ross Dwelly, and that didn't work, and they never really replaced the blocking, you know, portion of what the tight ends do here, which is kind of weird because I, you know, going back to that year where it was Kittle, we went and got Jordan Reed, and we had another big blocking tight end from Atlanta. I can't think of his name. Tulaloyo.
Yeah.
That's what Kyle was looking for. So I feel like we have that piece, the Charlie Warner piece. Now we still need the athletic tight end piece. So I don't think we're done at the tight end spot. Now, I don't know if we're going to get that in the draft or if there's any other free agents out there to sign. But my initial reaction was just like, we paid that much for blocking. And so, hey, it is what it is. He's a good blocker. As far as production, not sure he had really had the opportunities. He did have the opportunities, though, because even when Evan Engram went down, they went with the other tight end. So it was just weird.
He's not a mover. Like, he has no wiggle to his game. It's funny on the routes that Luke Farrell goes out for. His feet are always outside of his frame. Like, you can just tell, like, tight-hipped, wide-hipped kind of guy. Like, he just, there's no wiggle. And so whenever I see people talk about, like, oh, the Kyle Juszczyk thing makes sense now because he's a blocker, and I'm just like, absolutely not. This guy has played 30 snaps in his entire career in the backfield, can't run routes at all. Mm-mm. Like, he gets no movement in the blocking. He's still a very, very good blocker. He's a stalemate blocker that is consistent. That is his number one trait. So, like, for people saying Luke Farrell's going to be the new fullback, I'm just like, absolutely not. The tape says no way in hell. Now, maybe the Niners do, but I think that's two connections that just don't make sense to me. The Niners needed a consistent blocker. Mm-hmm. I think that this helps out Colton McKivitz and pass pro. I think that it helps out George Kittle and being able to run more routes. I think that's what it is. You're getting more consistent run game blocking, but not the, oh, George Kittle pancake. Like, this ain't that guy. Mm-hmm. He's just consistent and does his job. It's not sexy. It's not even sexy for a tight end pick.
But is all right for a non-sexy pick? Is that price decent? Like, and I get it. They guaranteed 3 year, $20.25 million. You know what's funny, John? Don't laugh. But every time I get on this camera, I get the post nasal drip, bro. Like, I said this on my show yesterday. Hold on. And I don't got no motherfucking tissue, I gotta use towel paper.
I had no clue where you were going with that.
Bro, I felt it dripping, and I didn't want people to say anything. But I did. It did this yesterday for me. And I said the same exact thing. It's when I sit in this chair, I don't know if it's the lights, the cameras, the action. I don't know. It's not you. It's not you. I get the post nasal drip.
Oh,
geez, but
that is awesome. That's awesome.
You know,
all right, you told me not to laugh. I couldn't.
No, that was fine.
So
I think it's okay for everybody to have an initial overreaction to anything that happens. So if you did that, you're normal. Please. If you didn't do that, then I would like to have a conversation. Because right. I think when you saw the Luke Farrell and then you saw the money attached, you're like, what? Right? And so now you're like, I got to go look up who this guy is because, you know, now I got to do some homework, which is fine. It's what we do. It's what we love to do, our homework. But it was the 3 year, $20.25 million contract with $11 million guaranteed that had me kind of scratching my head. And so I'm like, you know, we're paying all that for a blocker, but which is cool. If that's the direction we're going in, I get it. I get it. I think they'll save money. This makes me feel like that's why they're going to draft a tight end. Because they're paying Kittle, if they extend Kittle, that's what we're hoping for. Mm-hmm. Don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know what the hell is going to happen, but I'm hoping they extend Kittle. You're paying to have a secured tight end room with the blocker. You got to look at all the other tight ends we still have here, Mason Plyne on the practice squad or the IR, whatever he's on. And then you have the other guy. We got another guy. And so we don't know what they're going to do here. I think Tongas is back as well. I think he signed a futures contract or some crap. Anyway, my point is I think they go and draft a tight end that can give you production. This is why I like the guys like the Coastin Lovelands, the Harold Fannin Juniors, the difference guys, the Jordan Reed type tight ends, because now you have the blocking. You can so. I think this helps the 49ers most around the goal line. 13 okay. personnel, you bring in three tight end sets. This makes the options unlimited for Kyle Shanahan. Is he going to run it with the running back? Is one of these tight ends going to get it? Who's going to do? You don't know with one wide receiver out there, and you probably put Juwan Jennings out there. So like this, I just think Kyle Shanahan is trying to not limit the offense. You know. With different personnel groupings going into 2025. I felt like we were very limited in 2024. I felt like defenses knew who the hell we were and what the hell we're going to do on every single play.
Hmm. Yeah, I like it. And, you know, the $20 million is exciting. It's like, oh, whoa. But then you look at the $11 million, that's right on par for a number two tight end. So, like, if he plays to the level and gets the full contract, you're getting what you're paid for. And if he's just a tight end too and just a blocker, then you're getting what you paid for. So like
it's value. It's like shopping at it's getting the great value pick. No. Listen, if you shop at Walmart and you get great value products, you get great value products.
That's what it's gonna be. Is it gonna last you forever? No, that ain't what this is.
Right.
And so yeah, take that for what you will. All right, talk to me about the safety. The 49ers go out. Now, it's been I've seen $1.5 million per year out
there.
That's
what I saw.
But that's not from anything official yet, but it's a one-year. Richie Grant, 1 year,
okay.
1.5. Well, those numbers kind of have to be in quotation marks. But, like, what are your thoughts on Richie? Because we were talking just briefly before the show, and I was like, no, stop. This is too good. Let's redo this.
I mean, the initial thoughts are – you know, you moved on from Hufanga. I believe is George Odom a free agent? I feel like he's a free agent.
Still have him.
We still have Odom, but he's more of that special teams guy. And I think Odom and Grant battle it out. Like I do. Like who's gonna get the special team spot? Is it gonna be the all pro, former all pro special teams player in George Odom? Or does the young, explosive, dynamic player that came out of college, Richie Grant, comes in? Go ahead, John.
What I would say, I just pulled up George Odom's contract. He's actually signed through next year, but the 49ers have an option on him for $1 million April 1st.
Oh, he's good as gone.
This could be a simple replacement.
And, I want to talk a little bit about the kid because I know a lot of people don't really know much about him. And again, another person or player that we have to kind of go, we scratch our heads, we might overreact, and then we got to go do our homework. And that's why you guys tune in, right? And so you guys watch us because we do our homework. I think John and I do that pretty damn well, if I'm not mistaken. I apologize for cursing YouTube this early.
No, I will say this. What Wayne has done in the draft this year, I'm jealous of. And so I don't think I've ever felt that way about a lot of people. But just want to say, like, my work ethic for the draft is always, I think, very, very important to me. And I'm like, I got to work harder. Like, with what Wayne's putting out there, I have to step my game up. So, dude, hats off, credit to you, because you got me in my feels a couple times this year where I'm like, God dang it, Wayne.
I appreciate that.
You're crushing it, man.
But I do want to, you know, hat tip to those that are putting out what he did last year. 2024, he had 37.7 PFF grade, overall defensive grade. It just wasn't good. But I also, I went live on my YouTube channel and broke it down, and I talked about it. I was like, well, I mean, where were you going to play him? I mean, he's not naturally a nickel cornerback, so he'd get reps there. But they signed the Atlanta Falcons literally in free agency, went after Jesse Bates, got him, went after Justin Simmons, got him. Those are your two safeties. You're not putting three safeties out on the football field unless you run like a big nickel package, and that depends on how the offense comes out there. So he just really didn't have a spot to play, and you got to go back to 2022 where he played over 1,000 snaps, and he had, I mean, he didn't have a great grade, but he got you interceptions, he got you pass deflections. He has only, what, three career interceptions and about 20-something pass deflections, but you got to go back to those years where he actually got the opportunity to play safety. And so the question is, well, can he play free safety? Yeah, he can play free safety. Can he play in the box? Yep, he can play in the box. Can he play nickel? Well, last year he had to play in a nickel. Wasn't great, but he had to play in a nickel. So you got another versatility piece, John, for like $2 million, bro. Like less than $2 million if that's what the numbers are. And again, we just kind of hit ourselves with the George Odom talk because this could be a possible replacement for George Odom. And he plays really well on special teams. I feel like his special teams grade is higher than anything else from him because that's where he saw the most reps and got his time in.
That's where I see the safety signing is. This is a special teamer that is a quality safety backup with versatility if injuries go whatever. And look, I don't think that this is a starter contract. I think right now you're proceeding to move forward with Jair Brown and Malik Mustafa, and if Jair Brown stays as bad as he was under Nick Sorensen, you can move this into that position. But I don't think this is a special teams depth versatility signing that the 49ers just tend to absolutely love. But again, I have to admit, I haven't broke down tape on him. I did tape on him coming out, but of college. But
I remember him from the Senior Bowl. So. Yeah. Those are my T's on Richie Grant. And we didn't go for him. You know what I mean? But again, 2021 draft pick, John, we won't know. Like, we don't really know, but here's my plan. Here's what I think the plan is for the 49ers. And you can, tell me what your thoughts are on this. And I haven't really told anybody this. So you're like one of the first to know, right?
Let's go. They say money can't buy you happiness. That might be true. But money sure can make you feel a lot of other things. When did you decide to take care of your money and why? Me, as somebody that branched out, got away from the normal paying job and had to take care of my own business and started from the ground up, money is stressful and it's been hard for me. But Acorns was a major part of the decision that made me be able to do the 49ers Rush podcast. Acorns is a financial wellness app that helps you take control of your money with simple tools that make it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. My favorite thing, you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, as little as $5. Even if all you have is spare change, you can get started. So if you're ready to take control of your money, sign up now and join the over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/49ers. Again, acorns.com/49ers, or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
So I think I'm starting to understand what the 49ers are doing. I think I'm starting to understand the going younger and all that type of stuff. It's not about resetting the team's infrastructure as far as contractual purposes and all that type of thing. That's part of it. I'm not going to lie. That's part of it. They're going to keep their pillars. I'm big on keeping pillars. Pillars. George Kittle, I'm hoping he has 1 year left on his deal anyway, but I'm hoping they extend George Kittle because he's a pillar here. Trent Williams, pillar. Fred Warner, pillar. Nick Bosa, pillar. Christian McCaffrey, 1 year left on his deal, but right now, pillar, right? And so I'm probably missing somebody, and I apologize if I am, but those are pillars. And now what they're doing, John, is for all the faithful that complained about Kyle Shanahan not giving people chances and opportunities in their shot, they've gotten rid of just about every veteran that has that seniority type of, you know, vibe to them. Well, Javon Hargrave, the senior, so we're going to give him the reps, you know what I'm saying, unless you do something astonishing to beat him up. All that's gone. I feel like the 49ers have just gotten very competitive, and they're going to draft. And don't think that these players who are not pillars won't get their spots snatched up from them from these players coming out of college. I like the direction that the 49ers are going. I'm getting hyped up right now because I know the draft is coming in about 40-something days, and they're going to look to find players that they got to play. These players got to get on the field. People keep saying, let me just, you know, and let me just address for those that feel, I know I'm optimistic, but let me just address for those that feel like, oh, we're tanking. No, we're not. We're absolutely not tanking. Let me tell you what we're doing. I guarantee you that the Washington Commanders fan base didn't think they were tanking. And where did they end up, John? Oh, I know, the NFC Championship game. And how did they do that? Oh, I know. They signed key veteran players, and they drafted the hell out of everything. And they made end-season trades, like the Marshawn Lattimore. They made end-season trades, and I know they drafted everything because they picked all the players I wanted the 49ers to draft, and then I had to smack myself in the head because Adam Peters was the 49er. It made sense why I was going for certain players for to go to the Niners, and Adam Peters went and snatched them up. They did exactly what people said that thought that they couldn't. Beware the 49ers going into 2025. They hit in the draft last year. They were forced to play some of those players. I can't wait to see who they draft this year. And they're bringing in these kids on these contracts. And as far as my guy, Richie Grant, he served his rookie contract in Atlanta. The Niners saw that and they picked him up. So technically, he's kind of like a veteran. They didn't go for Hufanga because they knew he was going to get paid. And you didn't even, I want you to break down the compensatory picks. This is all a game.
It's the way the 49ers are building moving forward. There's no doubt about it. Now, you can only get 4 player compensatory picks per year. That's where it maxes out. I saw a comment on here. Here we go. CA4DC. Love the comp picks, but you can only get 4. They've already maxed out. If the draft, now these are 2026 picks, mm-hmm. but you're getting 3 fourth rounders and probably a fifth rounder. Mm-hmm. That's huge. No third rounders, so you didn't lose the premium, you know, quarterback, whatever. But that's huge. That's 4 picks. So the Niners have 11 picks right now. It's looking like they're going to have 11 picks next year as well. That's how they're building. That's 22. Guess how many starters you have on offense and defense, Wayne?
22.
Does that mean you're going to hit on all those? No. If you could do and replicate what you did last year with getting 4 key starters mm-hmm. every single year, that's what you did in 2019 with Bosa, with Debo, with Dre Greenlaw.
It's the same formula.
Kevin Givens was in there too, but he wasn't a starter right away. But like, if you
which
could
they
get
resigned
those
too,
to
by
four,
the way. Who they resigned, by the way?
One of the longest tenure Niners. He's sure. One of the
it's George
4.
Kittle and then him, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
It's the draft, man.
George Kittle, Fred Warner, him. Yeah,
this is how they do it. And so I'm with you on the pillars, and I think that we do have the pillars. Shout out to CA4DC for the super sticker there. Sorry, I got behind in the chat. You guys are just freaking – y'all are crushing it today.
Maybe they're saying that I'm talking too much. I talk too much. But I get excited when I come here because I don't –
Dude,
I like to,
this is
I like,
awesome.
Yeah, okay.
I freaking love this. Are you kidding me? I've recorded more with Wayne than I have everybody else combined. Like, that is for a reason. Because, one, we're friends. Two, you put in the damn work. And three, you're positive and build a community. Like, yeah. Good Lord. It's the trifecta. You are a gold helmet. I got a gold helmet demarcation right
here. Well, I don't know if I like the gold helmet demarcation. Yo. I don't know if I like that because I don't want to be Colt McKivitz. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm sorry if he caught a stray, but that's what it is. I don't want to be Colt McKivitz. I want to stand out. Like, you know what I mean? But nah, shout out to Colt McKivitz. He's going to get another opportunity this last year of his deal too, right? If I'm not mistaken, right? That's why I think
I think so. Yeah.
They didn't extend him. They did extend him, but I think he's going into the last year of his deal. Him and Jake Brendel, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think he saw what Jalen Moore got paid, and he's like, yeah. Well, wait a second. That's the thing. Jalen Moore got $15 million a year. Colton McKivitz, this is the last year of his deal, $5 million. Like, that's a value play. I'm not the biggest Colton McKivitz guy. You're getting your money's worth.
But they're getting their money's worth, and that's why, for those, listen, let me just explain to everybody, the Niners will, 9 times out of 10, address the offensive line with players that you're unfamiliar with. Just be ready. It's okay.
They do.
It's what they do. I think going into this year, they've got a couple of players that I like. I like the re-signing of Ben Bartsch. I like the exclusive free agent signing contract of Austin Pleasance. I thought he was able to step in. I think he takes the Jalen Moore role. We'll see what Nick Sakel does, right, as a guard. We'll see like what these players are going to be able to do. But they have the fill-ins. You know what I'm saying? I think as far as their starters – think they bring out the same damn offense. I don't agree with it, but I think they bring out the same offensive line with the asterisks around Jake Brendel, who I think is going to have to battle it out with Matt Hennessy. I really
do. When you said earlier that the senior players, like, they don't get the benefit, like, all I was thinking in the back of my head is Jake Brendel. Like, I wish that was true for him.
But I think they went and got Matt Hennessy off the practice squad of the Falcons, right? I think they did that for the future to battle it out in camp. And I'm excited to see what Drake Nugent does. Does he take a step forward? And I hope they draft Jared Wilson. I'm sorry.
Dude, yes. Yes. Like, yes. In an ideal world, like, you're cutting Jake Brendel. You're moving on from Jake Brendel. I want to look at his contract because I know it's team friendly, but, like, it has to be because he's the worst in the NFL. Yeah, he's got it. Oh, he has a $3 million guarantee. April 1st, Jake Brendel does. Ah! That is music to my ears. $3 million.
That's not
guarantee.
A lot of money. So if they cut him, they only owe him $3 million.
No, right? They don't owe him anything.
Oh, I thought you said he'd get a $3 million guarantee.
After April 1st. We ain't there yet.
That's a good point. April
that's
Fools.
What I'm saying. Like, I'm not celebrating somebody getting cut. He's made a lot of money in his career. I wonder how
Word.
Much money he's made.
Understood. Understood.
He's only made $12.5 million, but shoot, I wish only made 12 and
I probably haven't made that. Yet in my lifetime, but
I feel better right now. Gosh.
Yeah. Well, like I said, and I'm telling you, like they're doing stuff intricately, right? Like they're moving in silence. What did Lil Wayne say?
Real G's moving silence like lasagna.
Bingo. I'm telling you, that's what the Niners are doing. They letting everybody, like my man Jay-Z said, they got to let it bubble slow. They bubbling up slow. Then they're going to hit everybody in the face. It's exactly what the Commanders did last year. I'm sorry. I didn't think that the Commanders were going to compete and contest with a rookie quarterback and a bunch of young players, and they did. They did.
Yeah,
they
not
actually
their
did.
Defense right. I want to say shout out to my man, Jason. He says right here, #CC, can't wait to go on my first 49ers rush road trip to Houston and New Orleans. You know, yeah, Jason's a high school football coach down in Texas. You know we're going to be talking football nonstop. I am very, very excited about it. But new thing that we just got launched yesterday, the site's updated. If you want, the draft is everything, and that's what we keep saying. So if you want to be part of a very memorable event, we're going to be throwing a 49ers Rush draft party in the heart of San Francisco. I am so excited. The 49ers Rush road trip is heading into year 6. We started back in 2019, and we're coming home to the Bay Area. For the draft, we're going to be live downtown in the North Beach area at the historic Broadway Studios for day 1 and day 2 of the NFL draft. So come join us. We're going to have join the faithful live broadcast of draft picks as they are coming in live time with full TVs. We got big screens. We've got trivia. We've got giveaways and much, much more. Doors will open one day before or 1 hour before the draft starts on both days. And if you're coming from work, no worries. If your ticket, you buy your ticket, automatic guaranteed entrance. Show up whenever you can. Kids get in free. And if you are struggling trying to get your youngsters to be more on board with the 49ers or the draft or whatever, bring them out to an event. They get in free with a ticketed adult, and we make sure our entire team knows kids come first. Every single youngster leaves with something tangible that they can tie to this experience. Come give it a shot. Tickets are currently only $20 for each day. That's it. We're not trying to make a lot of money on this. We're just trying to build a wonderful experience. So go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Get your tickets today for day one and day two of the NFL draft. Prices will go up, but with where they are right now, just $20 a piece and kids get in free. Join us, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. I love all the people saying, like, Oscar, he's going to be in Houston. Rusty, he's going to be there for sure. Absolutely love that. Man, I'm pumped. Mosquito, he's already got his tickets. Live in Houston, definitely going to have to meet up. Houston's going to be huge. Yeah, and
that's going to be a big one.
And right here, look at Michael. I'm hoping for a London Rush draft party this year. That's the only international game that's left for the 49ers.
Correct. They're not going to get the one against the Jaguars. I mean, one against the Colts. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Man. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to donate 5 Rush Road Trip draft party tickets for 5 people that want to go. So, John, I'm going to send you that and donate. I won't be able to attend because I have to do weddings, unfortunately, that Saturday and Sunday. And there's no way I can get back Friday.
It's April. Love is in the air.
I don't know why people get married in April. You know, not a shout out, man. Wait till May. You know what I mean? I hope it rains. Anyway, because it's during the draft. Motherfuckers, who the fuck gets married during the motherfucking draft?
No way I'm one of his groomsmen. That ain't happening.
Speaking of draft, let's get to this mock draft.
Let's do this. All right, we're going to be cooking. So let's figure out. We're doing full 7 rounds. I'm going to start it off a little bit slower just to see what falls. We're on PFF. We've got a little bit of public versus PFF, but mostly public board. Positional values matter. Draft needs matter. Random. Let's go. Let's get to this. We're going to start it. And is there anybody you'd be willing to
ask? Wow. Wait, first of all, we don't know. We don't know. Because I don't know what the Titans are doing. And the Browns, they traded for Kenny Pickett. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's keep going. The Giants.
Ashton Jeanty went 1. Armon Mimbu
The Giants
two.
Need a quarterback, and they're going to get their quarterback.
Dan Ward, Travis Hunter, Tet McMillan.
Oh, damn it, Raiders.
Rams gone. Yeah, he's gone. I ain't stopping now. Abdul Carter went 7. Tyler Warren.
Panthers? Really, Panthers?
Yeah. Williams, Will Campbell. So now the 49ers are on the clock at 11. Wayne's in charge. And again, we are going to look at a lot of different things. There are no trade options, that's probably the most realistic part of this mock draft so far.
That's the first time I've seen that.
Yeah, no trade partner.
Did you turn off trades or?
I did not. Just
This is interesting, right? Because my top 2 tackles are off my board, and so I'm not reaching for another tackle. I mean,
used to that happening, by the way, because yes, what Jalen Moore got paid, that should tell you all you need to know.
Bingo. And I like Kelvin Banks Jr. I just don't like him at 11. And, you know, I don't really want to trade back. So let's go with the Niners. Like, the Niners, in my opinion, they're going to enter this draft. And that free agency isn't over, but we're in it, right? They're going to enter this draft pretty much with holes filled. Now, we're not saying that those holes will be, like, filled or plugged. Let's just say they're plugged right now. They're not fully filled yet. I really don't mind, and I'm with Luke right here. Oh, he says he's scared. I'm not scared of drafting a linebacker because Jahad Campbell is a totally different person. We're talking.
Can we have a conversation about Jahad?
Because let's do it. We talk about the leader on the football field. We're talking about literally a leader, captain, player on the football field. But go ahead, you got it.
Okay, so Jahad Campbell's a top 10 player for me.
Yeah.
Now that Drake Greenlaw is officially gone, breaks my heart to even say that.
Correct.
And I understand whenever the Alabama critiques and you're talking Reuben Foster, Jahad Campbell ain't him. Mm-mm. They're not. Yeah, they played the same uniform, but that's it. Jahad Campbell is a leader of men, maybe one of the best leaders.
We got breaking news, John, not to cut you off. The San Francisco 49ers are releasing defensive end Leonard Floyd per Adam Schefter. They're releasing Leonard Floyd. This is a cap casualty right here. Joey Bosa is going to be a 49er. Something is happening to where Joey Bosa is going to be a 49er. We're talking about the 2024 sack leader of the San Francisco 49ers is being released.
Wow. And so now, you know, I don't want to cut the Jahad Campbell conversation short, but I've been on like, look, dude, you need an edge, and you need an edge big time. Does this make edge even more of a priority in round one?
And so, like, far as for me, I feel like the edge rushers are going to be the most value in round one. I love Jahad Campbell, but I feel like I can get a weak side linebacker in round two. I'm not drafting a Mike, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like if you're going to go linebacker in round one, they need to be a Mike. Now, I'm not saying Jahad can't play the Mike because he can, but he really played off ball a lot as a weak side in Alabama. So I got to look at the edge, and my two are right there. And I don't, you know, I got to – it's tough because it's like I want James Pierce, but, of course, he has the can-he-be-coached characteristics. Then there's Mike Green with the allegations characteristics. And so both of these guys have semi-red flags.
And Niners met with both of them.
And the Niners met with both. Now, I don't know how the interviews went, but I would think that the Mike Green interview went best, and I'm going Mike Green right here with the pick. You ain't got to ask me no questions, and everybody out there can kick rocks. It's Mike Green. I don't care about that. They interviewed him. I'm sure he passed that interview with flying colors, and I believe those allegations or whatever it was against him aren't going to even come to the surface because it was nothing.
All right. We're going Mike Green here, and this is why we've got the legend with us because, man, we were trying to get a different look. Edge, Leonard Floyd just got released. That is a big deal. And so that has to be addressed. Shout out to my man, Nicholas Para, the man. What's up, my brother?
What's good, Nick?
I'm going to match Breezy and also donate 5 tickets to some lucky Niners fans. Hope to see you guys. Yeah, I'm going to talk with these guys off air. We'll figure out a way to do that because, man, it's all about giving. And I'm so pumped, dude. This has been a dream of mine for a very long time to have a draft party in the city. And so I'm very, very excited. Very, very excited. Nick, you are freaking incredible. And yeah, we're getting some pushback on this. Invader, he's off the Mike Green bandwagon. He says, no way in hell. I do think it's a good football pick. And if the Niners spent the time to meet with him, it is a possibility. Is he going to be off met the with board?
Him. You know what it is? My thing is this, right? I met with him, and I'm not the Niners, but the way he spoke, very eloquent, very confident that these allegations, these assault charges are going to go away. Like, you know what I'm saying? And so I feel like if he was able to speak like that, just regular talk, and then the fact that he addressed the situation at the NFL Combine, I thought that was spot on. Like, you don't really get that. Usually, you know, your agent's going to say, don't talk about this. Don't talk about this. Don't talk about. No, he said, if anyone have any questions about that, ask me now. Like, feel free to ask me. And he answered them. You know what I mean? And that, to me, that was spot on. So I think he made a good impression on the 49ers.
All right, there we go. So we've got an edge. Now we're here at pick 43. Jahdae Barron's still there. I don't know how the hell that's about. That didn't make any sense. We're probably not going edge again. Will Johnson's there. Luther Burden, Kelvin Banks Jr., Matthew Gould. Good Lord.
Will Johnson's at pick 43? Dude, it's Jalen Walker, though. Like, oh, no, you said grades. Oh, this changed up a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Damn,
bananas.
I'm not used to seeing these names. But
I'm not either.
Okay. Okay. Oh man, give me Graze Abel. Yeah.
See, and so like we're talking, you know, corner, center and all that stuff. I'm cool. And now that you're sitting there and you didn't even try to address center through free agency, yeah, Graze Abel, I'm cool with that.
Do you see these comments, bro? Did this dude just call us men on film?
Oh, did he really? Hated it.
Two snaps in a Z formation.
Who said that? I'm missing it.
Oh
man,
that was in living color. That was David Allen Greer and Damon Wayans. Man,
Tommy Davidson.
It was David Allen Greer.
It was. That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh man.
I missed it.
Yo, I didn't even know that Damon Wayans took that skit to Saturday Night Live. It didn't work.
No.
But I didn't even know.
Oh, man. In Living Color was our family's, like, biggest thing.
Oh, past freaking time, bro. Sundays, man. What great days.
What is happening? What is happening?
I don't know, but I love it. So, I don't know if you did something when you messed with the tweakers or anything.
I think they're, like, drunk. PFF's, like, drunk. I don't understand what is happening, but that's all right.
Should we reset
it? I'm going to put a couple vetoes.
Should we reset it?
I do want to reset it.
Let's reset it. Let's try it again. Okay.
PFF's drunk. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Because so I'm not, you know, I know teams are filling holes, but dang. Did you see all those good players?
Yeah, that was stupid. That was stupid. He said all that. Right. That was stupid. All right. So we're going to shake things up a little bit here. So 7 turbo, we're going public board, positional value. We'll just put them all in the middle. There we go.
I just never touch it. What's the default?
I don't know. Let's refresh it. Let's do it again. Okay. I think that sets the default. There we go.
Just leave it on the default.
We got Niners. All right. So now we're like, so let's not go Mike Green early, even if he is there. And let's just see. Oh, I said it on turbo. I did it wrong. So we ain't trading up. Oh, look at that. So top 10, Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, Mimbu, Jinty, Mason Graham, Will Campbell, Tyler Warren, Abdul Carter, Mikael Williams, Nick Emanwori. Wow, that's crazy.
Dang, Bears.
So now the 49ers are on the board. Ted McMillan, Jahdae Barron, Starks, Jod Campbell, Pierce, Mike Green, but we're gonna shift from that one.
Okay.
For the people that wanted to see what the Mike Green would look like, they got to see that. Let's see. Luther Burden, Will Johnson, Ezraku. I know you're high on him. Kenneth Grant, Simmons, Banks, Egbuka, Derek Harmon, Walter Nolan. That's what we got.
Well, I mean, if I can't go with my number two edge, then I'm going with my number three edge. James Pierce.
I love James Pierce.
Oh, yeah.
I love James Pierce.
It's edge for me round one. Because when I look at the edge rushers in this draft, they go fast. Like the diminish of the play is quick. Now you got to find specific fits. You know what I'm saying? Which I think we double up. I think we double up. If we can get Femi a little bit later, I say double up. If you can get David Walker a little bit later, I say double up. So
Ola Dejo. Freaking love it. Look at this. CA4DC. Appreciate it. Super chat. John and Wayne, of the players leaving, are there any you think the 49ers made a mistake and should have kept? Wayne, who comes to mind initially?
I mean, the only player that I'm a little sour about not re-signing is Dre Greenlaw.
Same.
But I think I get it. Like, he was going to be expensive. And for the 49ers, it could be that buyer's remorse type situation. Like, yeah, we want to pay him, but, like, what if he gets hurt again and can't play? And then our money is tied up into a player that's hurt and can't really give. And I think what really hurt the 49ers was him just getting injured in the biggest game on the biggest time and the biggest stage ever, right? And it really deflated the team. And then the defense really couldn't even get back into swing of things just because he wasn't out on the football field recovering from the injury. And so I don't think the Niners wanted to invest a lot of money into a player coming off that injury. Now, another team, they did it. And so, like, that's the only player, like, I'm really, like, teared up about, like, because I really did love, you know, I'm a linebacker. So, I didn't like when Patrick Willis retired. I cussed him out about 17 times. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I get it. He was hurt. He was tired. He was foot. I get it. So, I understand why the Niners had to let him go. But that's the only player for me.
Yeah, Jalen Moore would be my number two, but there's a huge gap. I don't feel terrible about all the players we lost. It's how you lost them all at once and replace it, and then they tweet out, sign Kevin Givens to a 1-year deal. It was just like you were feeling beat up and you're like, man, give us something. And then it was like you get Kevin Givens back, which I like Kevin Givens, but it was just, man, give us something. And that never came across. And so, but Dre Greenlaw is the only answer for me. So now the 49ers are on the clock. Round two, we took James Pierce edge. Here's the big board according to PFF. Demetrius Knight.
Like Demetrius Knight.
The most Dre Greenlaw linebacker in this draft.
Oh, hands down. That's sideline to sideline. Speed is there. And I wouldn't mind going there. I know you're going to keep looking at some other prospects. I love Jack Beck. I think the Niners need to replace a wide receiver. Trey Amos as a corner there. Suvon Revell is there. Edge rusher. We kind of went interior, big Alfred Collins. I mean, if you want the run stuffing guy, I mean, that's where you're going, right? Like, it's Kenneth Grant, it's Alfred Collins. When I look at the run stuffers, the big nose tackle type players, it's Kenneth Grant, Alfred Collins. Like, them are the two big guys up front. And then you get into your Jamari Caldwells and some of those players a little bit later. Carson Swezinger is there. Swezinger, I think that's
what he's saying. I call him Swish, whatever.
He's there. Ariante Ursary, tackle. We can go there at pick 43. I think that's a little bit of a reach, but we can go. I feel like that the Niners are going to get their
Donovan
guy.
Donovan Jackson, low.
Yeah. Donovan Jackson, guard slash tackle.
He's a top 20 player for me. He's top 20 guy for me.
Yeah. So, and I kind of, you know, Ozzy Trapillo is there from Boston College. So, this is tough. Joshua Farmer. I like the strong guy up the middle. Like, where do we go? Like, and, you know, I feel like the second round, can you just go to the wide receivers? I just want to see all the wide receivers.
You got Eric, Elique A. You got Josh Beck, Restrepo, Jalen Noel. Jalen
That's my
Royals,
pick right
Davion
there,
Williams.
Jalen Noel. But due to the value, we can wait. You know what I mean? We could try to wait to the next round. All right, let's go. Let's go. I really feel like we could still get a linebacker in round. Hopefully, we can get a linebacker. My key is to get top four 100 players. Hopefully we could get a linebacker before 99. Let me see what linebackers are available.
Yeah, because they're still – I really like Swiss. It's just he hasn't played a lot. I like Knight because he's your tone setter, your thumper, all that stuff. Chris Ball, obviously.
And
I
then
like
Jeffrey
Bossa.
Carter has good sideline to sideline. Kobe King is one of my faves. But I don't want to reach later for the linebacker. We need to fill that spot. Feel like you got to go Knight here, man. I know that's the best player available, but I feel like that's the value right
it's
there.
It's plug and play. It's plug and play. It's
like
you're
looking for an impact
Trey.
Player to come in right now that is going to be, to me, light years over the depth. It's got to be Demetrius Knight Jr.
And I ain't mad about that.
Yeah. He didn't meet with the 49ers at the Senior Bowl, but he likes the 49ers.
Dude, I love it. All right, so now we're back on. We've got an edge. We've got a linebacker. Kyle Kennard, Ben Morrison, Mason Taylor, Cameron Williams, Ozzy Trapillo, Chris Paul. Chris Paul fell. Do you have buyer's remorse now?
No.
If you could have got Chris Paul in the third versus Demetrius.
I really do. I like Knight better in coverage, and I like his sideline to sideline speed, so I'm okay with that. So, no, I don't have the buyer's remorse. But I do want to check offensive line. I see Marcus Bowe there. He can play guard or tackle. Jonas Savea, guard or tackle. I have them higher over Wyatt Milam, believe it or not. Like, I just do.
Okay.
Charles
so
Grant looks pretty good.
Which interior or?
Go for a tackle because I know which guys can play interior.
Wayne does his work, man. I
really like the Bowe pick. He has the athleticism. He might not be able to run. And as fast as some of the other guys, but, like, he's got the athleticism. I do believe it. I'm not going to go any lower. So go back to Bowe. I don't like Belton. Trapillo, like, I didn't like him at the Senior Bowl.
Who are you talking about now?
Ozzy from Boston College.
Really? Trapillo?
Yeah, I didn't feel like I got a good Senior Bowl outing of him. I didn't get the best Senior Bowl outing, but he's available. I do like him. You can go interior, Jarrett Wilson.
There.
Do we reach for the Wilson kid right now? I say yeah. I say get him.
I think so, too.
Get him. I say it's either Wilson or Lampkin for me. But
5'10 center. That's rough.
I think they're about the same height. Isn't Drake Nugent around the same size?
He's strong, though.
He's Wilson, so strong.
6'3".
Yeah, he's so strong. Give me Jarrett Wilson, man. I don't mind. Oh, they took the fucking Panthers. I would have smacked the smack out of them.
I didn't know where that was coming from. Who did the Panthers take that upset you so much?
Jalen Noel.
Your guy.
Go to wide receivers.
Okay, so now we're at pick 99.
Yeah.
So
I just want to see what wide receivers are available.
We've got Edge, James Pierce, linebacker Knight, Jarrett Wilson. I mean, you talk about plug-in immediate impact holes. These guys are going to have to be forced to play, which I'm cool with. So let's go to wide receiver. Man, there's Tez, Isaiah Bond, Torrey.
I would
Horton,
go
Pat
Bond
Ryan.
Here just because of his freaking athleticism, speed.
Why is it that you love Texas players I don't like?
I don't know. I don't get it. I know he didn't produce, but I feel like the former Alabama transfer should be able to give you something. Like,
I will say, this is where he should go. There's value
here. So I didn't reach for him. You know what I mean? I didn't reach for him. We're going to use a comp pick on him. Let me see who's best available first before I go Bond here.
I respect that. Now, and again, Isaiah Bond is a first-round wide receiver that is immature and doesn't have high football IQ.
I got you. I got you.
And he played injured.
I'm not saying I'm going to go Bond. Do we go back-to-back offensive line here? Do we go Anthony Belton here?
I mean, Escalade, baby. That's his nickname. I like him.
But he's not going to be a plug-and-play guy. The top 100, I want plug-and-play impact, like Jacob Parrish.
Jacob Parrish, plug-and-play.
Plug-and-play, bro.
He's your corner three.
Andrew Makuba, plug-and-play. Like,
that's the Texas guy I like.
Okay. Now we're speaking to CJ West, plug-and-play. Like, you know, we're heavy on the rotation. You know what I mean? So, Aeneas Peebles, I know he's small. David Walker, I said I wanted to double up on edge, but I think I'll get a different edge a little bit later.
We have no defensive tackles. We have no corners.
Let me see what tackles is available.
Defensive tackles?
Yes, I think it's going to be West and
D1 Walker, CJ West,
I'm not feeling
Peebles,
Walker.
Caldwell.
Let's go real quick. Let's go. I think we're going to go corner here.
I think that's kind of where I'm so in love with Jacob Parrish.
It's Jacob Parrish for me. You don't have to explain it. It's just Jacob Parrish. I mean, you want the best tackling cornerback in this draft is Jacob Parrish. He has the speed to back it up. You saw him run at the combine, so he has the coverage skills. He can play nickel. He can play outside. It's just Jacob Parrish. But I see him at the Senior Bowl and not miss a tackle against the All-Stars. That's what sold him for me. I've been screaming him since the Senior Bowl, so Jacob Parrish. All right.
His testing, I thought, was off the charts. Now, before we do the next pick, we're going to finish all seven rounds. But if you're going to bet anytime on the NFL draft, you know where you got to go. If you're serious about sports betting, you need a sports book that actually works for you. And that's why I use my bookie. I've been working with them for over 5 years now. And my bookie, you're in control. Better odds, better wins, less hassle than other guys, with the biggest selection of player bets and prop bets. Early cash out options, live betting lets you jump in at any time. So if you miss it before tip-off or game time starts, guess what? You get to play your way. Whether you're locking in picks pregame, riding the action live, MyBookie makes sure you always have access to the action. It's not just sports. MyBookie hosts the party that never ends with full-fledged casino. They've got everything from blackjack, roulette, video poker, slots, you name it. So if you're new to MyBookie, sign up now with promo code 49ERS or use this QR code next to me. Get a deposit bonus up to $2,000. Remember, gambling's a marathon, not a sprint, and it's all about building up your funds over time. Don't settle for second-rate book. Bet smarter, win bigger, only at MyBookie. All right, so now we're back on the board. Let's go over exactly what the 49ers have done so far. James Pierce, edge. Demetrius Knight, linebacker. Jared Wilson, center. Jacob Parrish, corner. We still have no defensive tackles. We have three picks in the fourth, though.
Yeah, and this is where you go because the defensive tackles are heavy in this draft, right? And so, like, you don't necessarily, if you don't get your top guy early, all right, you can still get some freaks. To me, a little bit later on in the draft, like the Jamari Caldwell, I talk about getting a big run stuff in defensive tackle. You can go here. You just brought back Kevin Givens, who's more of the pass rush and defensive tackle. And so you look at the 49ers, I think you stop it up with a run stuffer. I think you get a big guy up there, like a Jamari Caldwell, J.J. Pegasus. This kid is hella athletic. The kid is taking reps at fullback at the NFL Combine, right? Like, you're talking about a guy that can possibly give you some goal line presence on the offensive side. J.J. Pegasus out of Mississippi is another guy. Scroll down some more. I could tell you some other guys I like. Keep going. I don't like none of these dudes.
Like Simeon Barrow.
Simeon Barrow. But you can explain why you like him. Cameron Jackson, another big run stuffer. Got Ty Robinson. just a monster up front, like literally monster up front. He's more of your pass rushing defensive tackle. I wouldn't mind going with a big guy and then give me some rotation at the pass rushing. He's a little stiff, but he sacks the quarterback. So how do you want? Like, what do you want? Like, he could get to the quarterback. He could beat one-on-ones. He may struggle a little bit in doubles. I really like the Caldwell, but you can kind of talk about Simeon Barrow if you like.
I think Simeon Barrow fits the other side, the more Kevin Givens role.
Okay.
Just the experience, production, and he has the versatility. He can play a lot of different spots. That's why I like him. But again, we're talking fourth-round picks. Most of these guys aren't, you know, they're going to have holes, but you need a lot of guys. You need a lot of guys. So what's defense? Are you Jamari Caldwell? Is that what you're feeling?
I really feel like Caldwell will be a solid plug guy right here. Rotational piece. Be there. He could play off 3-4 downs. Like if you need him out there on the football field. You know what I mean? And so I do like the Caldwell pick right here.
All right. Awesome. I love it.
I would like to go in my next pick. I would have liked to go. Look, we got pick 138, 139.
Back to back.
Can we go offensive line? I want to see what the tackles.
Back to back.
Yeah,
we got Logan Brown.
Nah. Just give me Logan Brown.
Back to back Kansas tackles. We got Dominique Pooney.
Give me Logan Brown, bro. I don't even got to explain the kid. Like, the kid is freaking dominant. Great in run blocking. Great in pass blocking. The kid is a problem. And you guys got to watch him test. So he tested very well as far as athleticism. Give me freaking you know who.
All right.
Logan Brown.
All right. So Logan Brown tackle. We got next pick. If we're looking at the big board, there's some quarterbacks. Will Howard, Riley Leonard, Quinn Ewers. There's a lot of guys there. What are we looking for here? We don't have a safety yet. We don't have the number two tight end yet. We don't have a running back.
Well,
we don't have a wide receiver.
We got our number two tight end. You just told me we paid for him. But we could look for more of a weapon-based type tight end. So can I see who's available? Because, like, Brennan Stuhl is the kid that they met with. I like Mitchell Evans. I know he's coming off of that injury year from Notre Dame, but he would be good. Jackson Halls. Love Jackson Halls. He's the blocker, but he can catch. Like, he's not as stiff as what we got. C.J. Dupree, Luke Lachey, Jalen Conyers. Like, these are guys that can make plays. Jalen Conyers, you can line him up in the slot. You can line him up anywhere. He tested well too. He runs pretty damn fast for a tight end. So I feel like we can still get a tight end. We don't need to get it right now at 139. Yeah. All right. Running backs, this is that round, right? So let's see who's still available at running back. Ja'Cory's there. Trevor Etienne, I like. Marcus Yarn speed. I think you go Bashel Tootin right here, right?
They already met with him.
I know this might be a reach because we got a fifth round pick. But I think you go for a guy that you know, even though the 49ers are in talks with bringing back Raheem Mostert, that's the kind of the vibe I get from Bashel Tootin, right? Like, but a bigger Raheem Mostert and faster, I think that'd be pretty spot on.
Yeah, he fits. I mean, athletic comp is Matt Breida. I mean, that's just
– see?
Jacked. I mean, he's
you
jacked.
Said Breida. I said Mostert. Like, he's big. He's built like Breida but runs fast. Like, they both ran fast, like you know.
All right, what are we looking at here? We're at pick 148. Again, just rehashing James Pierce.
I didn't get my safety yet.
We don't have a safety.
Give me Billy Bowman. He's staring me right in the face. Give me my junior. Like, you want a guy with range. You want a guy with athleticism, 4-4 guy. That's faster than any safety we've ever had in our lives. Literally. Maybe since Ronnie Lott.
You like Jalen Lane, wide receiver?
That's a good
pick. With our next pick? Or?
I know you like Jalen Lane, don't you?
I do.
I do too.
I just think he fits kind of that Debo role-esque. He's not Debo, but nobody is.
I want to go big, and I know people probably – Dante Thornton Jr., 6'4", 6'5", 4'3", guy, that's my receiver. Like, give me the other guy from Tennessee, not named Juwan Jennings. Like, I don't know if this is a perfect spot to get him. I have him over Lane, but he tested through the roof. He can catch. He can run routes. He can get open. He has the speed. And he has the size. So, like, even if he does struggle in certain routes, certain get open, if the ball's placed and thrown up in the air, he can go get it. So his contested catch is high. Give me Dante Thornton Jr.
Oof. I'm liking this day three, man. 49ers have 11 picks. You're going to get some guys. Are they going to hit on all of them? No. Are there going to be misses? Yes. But you want to get four. And, man, I feel pretty confident. No safety still. We've got
a safety. We got Billy Bowman.
Oh, we did. We don't have an offensive. We got our tack, man. We're addressing all these needs.
I'm on it, bro. I'm on it.
So
I'm
what
on
are
it.
We what are we missing? We don't
Nothing.
Have
we missing a quarterback because I think we got to draft a quarterback.
Everything else.
But we got interior. And so we got a guy that I feel like, you know, we'll review it after this. But I do like Craig Woodson. I like Malachi Moore. I don't know why people don't like Malachi Moore. I would double up either on edge or interior on the defense here.
I agree. I think you got to walk away with at least two defensive tackles because Ty Robinson.
Give me Ty Robinson, bro. Ty Robinson, man. And let me check the edge rushers that are available because I don't have to go quarterback here. I think some of these guys go undrafted. I love Johnny Walker, man. Johnny Walker Jr.
I do too. Out of Mizzou. Blue label, it's my thing. It's my thing.
Listen, man, I got it right over there too, man. I got the red label. I got the red label.
I don't even drink whiskey anymore.
Nah, it's too much. But I like Johnny Walker Jr. out of Missouri. He can give you a nice rotational piece. He gives you production out there on the edge, sets the edge against the run game, and he gets you sacks, man.
We've done well with Missouri edge players in the past.
We have done well. You might have to remind people.
Cowboy
and the backup Cowboy, right? Both were Cowboy. I felt like if we knew that they were like the Cowboys, then we should have put them like in the Will Smith. Who's the guy that played? Who's the other guy that played with Will Smith in Wild Wild West?
Kevin Kline.
That's we should have marketed that.
I just
that.
Remember Selma Hayek. That's all I can think of in that movie. I won't be very honest. That's, I'm just saying. All right, we got one more pick. I think this is our last one. Yeah, this is our last pick.
Just give me what quarterbacks are available.
All right. I hate that the 49ers met with Graham Mertz. I can't stand that dude. Watching all that freaking Pearsall tape, he is awful.
I like Seth Hennigan. I'm probably the only person that likes Seth Hennigan.
Why you like him?
I feel like his ability to run, he's a big quarterback, and his ability to kind of like run the 49ers offense, I feel like he can do that very well. I thought he was either first or second best player at the Senior Bowl. In my opinion, as quarterbacks, it was Tyler Shug, and then it was Seth Hennigan. I didn't really like the other guys, but that's just my thing. You know, like I like him for his size. And he has a good, strong arm, man, and he's willing to be mobile if he has to be. Now, I know some of these guys we drafted out of the value, so that's why the grades are going to be low. Like the two.
I don't care what they say.
Me neither. This is about just improving the roster. Look at the competition, though.
The positions. I love the positions. That's the thing. You got across the board, like we said, you got 22 picks the next 2 years. There's 22 starters, offense, defense. Can you get four here? James Pierce Jr. edge, linebacker Demetrius Knight, Jared Wilson center, cornerback Jacob Parrish, defensive tackle Jamari Caldwell, tackle Logan Brown, running back Bashaun Tutten, safety Billy Bowman, wide receiver Dante Thornton Jr., defensive tackle Ty Robinson, edge Johnny Walker Jr., quarterback Seth Hennigan. You got a platoon.
Platoon.
You got it all, man. So I'm curious, everybody in the chat, grade this. We didn't do trades. We wanted to kind of jump through this with a two-for episode. We'll do some trade mock drafts with Wayne for sure. But A, B, C, D, plus, minus, whatever. How do you grade this? Now, PFF gave Jamari Caldwell and Ty Robinson our best two picks. Those are defensive tackles. Our worst pick was Jared Wilson. I saw Calvin Chipta throwing some criticism in there. He doesn't like Kawachipto. Kawachipto doesn't like Jared Wilson. I love Jared Wilson
really?
Just because I want the position. The film isn't as good as the athleticism says it should be.
Listen, that's the one player I know that put Walter Nolan on his ass. And I love Walter Nolan.
And I love best on best. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The competition stuff. Breed. Yeah, like, yeah.
Here's some grades. D
Damn,
minus.
D
B.
minus. B's cool.
Yeah, I like this draft. No punter gets a Z. Ouch.
I got a funny feeling we might be releasing Mitch Wisnowski, bro. I just feel
I've been hoping so for 2 years. You're paying that dude $2+ million to be the worst punter out of three punters that you pulled off the street.
Yeah.
And so the one thing I love about Mitch is I like that he'll hit, and I think he's the best holder extra point in the NFL. I think that he is incredible at. But no, you don't draft punters. You don't pay punters unless they're difference makers. He's never had a top 5 year, borderline top 5 year. But no, we got a B plus. We got a C. It says I like Bowman and Pierce only. You like speed. That's what you like. I wanted more defensive tackles. We got two, but yeah, we did wait. Bowman too. I like the other free safety. No grades until they play games. Boats, you're no fun. I love you though, Boats. You know I love
Boats.
We got a C plus. Grade incomplete. Too drunk at 1100 hours to see the result. B plus. I love Rusty, man. I can't wait to be around you again. Boats, you know I love you, brother.
Oh, man.
All right, Wayne.
Yeah, man.
If this draft, mock draft, went this way, I would feel more confident. And it's easy to sit back and judge after the first day of free agency and be like, dang, the 49ers are losing out. But it ain't done yet. And we just talked grades. It's an incomplete right now. The Niners are going to be getting players day three, day four, day five of free agency.
Mm-hmm.
And then 11 draft picks, ladies and gentlemen. 11. So we got to wait till it's all said and done. I don't like what's happened so far. But if they could hit on some of these bargain bin free agent signings, I think they're going to be okay.
I agree. And I think the reason why we seem to be kind of more, you know, more optimistic, we literally like study these players, especially in the mock drafts. Like, we're not just picking players because we see them high on the draft board. Like, we're literally hoping that we're drafting in the way that the 49ers would draft, which I think now they're drafting for fit, right? Like that's kind of like been their last couple of drafts and MOs, because they're drafting for specific players that aren't injured coming in out of college and that can fit what the Niners are trying to do offensively and defensively. So looking at our mock draft, I think we pretty much nailed every position. Now we're just hoping the character of the players will stand up, the work ethic, all the stuff that you don't get a chance to test and measure that we don't see. But just from film, like, we got nothing but dogs in that mock draft. As far as the 49ers and the offseason, as far as free agency, just got to let them cook, you know?
Yeah.
Look at it like this, Faithful. The Niners are making stew, and you don't cook stew in 10 minutes.
It takes time.
You got to simmer, saute. Like Biggie all day. Like, there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah.
I knew it was coming.
You knew it was. I had to have a big reference.
East Coast? All right. So, Wade, this has been fun. It's always fun. Go ahead and take us out. Let's wrap up the show. I want to say thank you to everybody that's here. Go follow Wayne everywhere. The Wayne Breezy. It's where I get all of my breaking news. I'm telling you, my algorithm, I get the Wayne Breezy updates before I get Ian, before I get any of those guys. I don't know how you get those graphs out so quick. But I'm just telling you, I didn't even know we signed the safety till I was on social media and saw Wayne.
Hey.
That's how I find out stuff. That's what it is, man.
I'm just trying to stay accurate, humble, and accurate. That's those are my
question.
Keys.
Question: yes. How many posts have you made during this live broadcast?
I haven't because my ADHD is kicking in. For some reason, I can't multitask today. Like, ooh. I'm sitting here trying to find the pictures of Leonard Floyd that I feel like would be quality pictures, and I can't find any, and I'm just like,
too much Johnny Walker. We shouldn't have taken him in the draft.
Ah, we got him last, though. We got him last. You know, we saved the best for last. But nah, seriously, man, look, Faithful, I know it's rough. I know we've lost a lot of heartfelt key players, but change is good. And in the words of Sam Cooke, change is going to come. And we just got to hold on to our faith. You know, not everything's going to go according to the way we want them, but it's going to go according to the way that it's planned to go. And so I'm really looking forward to what the 49ers have in store for us in 2025. I don't think a window is closed. I don't even think the window is shut, cracked, or whatever. I think the 49ers are definitely looking to compete with young, fresh talent. They're going to mix it in. They're going to season it in with some key vets. And we're going to be back in the running again. I think the 49ers just need to get their mojo back. And they had to let go. Who do you have to let go? And it started with the Deebo Samuel trade. And now they're releasing play. I didn't see us losing Leonard Floyd. I thought you would want that in the addition and the rotation of. But this lets me know that they have a bigger plan in store. So keep the faith. And until the next time, we out this joint. Peace.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week.
Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.